Rain may have held down the number of people who took part in the annual march, but also an immigration reform bill long sought by Latino activists is stalled in Congress. But those who marched still had plenty to say. Marissa Liza of Green Bay says her father was sent back to Mexico following a hit-and-run car accident. But Liza says her dad took responsibility for his error and was serving probation. Liza says the deportation hurts her family.
Oh, well, we do miss him. Every day we talk to him, but it's just not the same. We were separated unjustly. I just wish he was here today.
Like Liza, Milwaukee High School junior Patricia Avalos was born in Mexico and brought to the U.S. as a youngster. Avalos says her main concern is what comes next in her schooling.
The pressure of maybe not being able to go to the specific colleges that I want to go to, not being able to have certain aid and funds. I feel that pressure of not being able to have all that, just like other students have.
The immigration debate in Washington is partly over things like education, deportation, and a path to citizenship. Texas-born Celeste Contreras of Milwaukee says the legislation is complex, but something needs to pass.
It's very frustrating because right now families are in limbo. One foot's out the door, one foot's in this door.
Immigration marchers say their passion for change is still there, but worry their cause is again caught in election year politics. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.